This episode is sponsored by Glass House Goods. Now, I know you might be thinking, Jenny, how do you keep it so classy all of the time? And to that I say, I don't. I have a vocabulary like a trucker. I am by no means adverse to a few good swears at least a couple of times a day. In fact, I think people should swear more often. Swear at your neighbors, curse at your courier, drop a few F-bombs at your next parent-teacher meeting, because who doesn't hate those meetings with all of their glorious fake smiles and unjust compliments over Rhonda's homemade cupcakes, which we all know were store-bought? You're not fooling anyone, Rhonda. Am I fucking right, parents? I think the only thing I enjoy more than a perfectly executed expletive slipping through the crack of my plumply hydrated lips is an inspirational quote. That's why I love Glass House Goods. They make custom jewelry that says classy, but also go fuck yourself. Listen, what I'm trying to say is, if you want to look good, but also feed your swear addiction incognito, you should definitely get yourself some GHG jewelry. Go to www.glasshousegoods.ca and use code JENNY10 for 10% off your order. Welcome back, everyone, to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I hope you had an amazing weekend and you're having an amazing week so far. Back on our new date of Tuesday, we post a show every Tuesday now. Took a break from Mondays because everything is better on Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining again this week. I'm excited. We're doing round three today with none other, the man, the legend, Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hi. How are you, Jenny?
I'm good. You're looking well, sir.
I'm feeling well. Yeah. I appreciate that.
That's good.
To look this good, it takes a little bit of work. So I appreciate the acknowledgement.
Oh, so admittedly, it doesn't come natural then. Okay.
You know, some things do come natural.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
What's the point? It's as long as they can hear me.
I mean, this is true, but you know, your listeners only really listen for me anyways.
That's very true. The female listeners and watchers that I have, they all about you, boo.
Yeah, it's weird because my DMs have been open and they haven't said anything, you know. They've been dry. Weird.
A little gun shy, maybe.
Female listeners, you know, shoot your shot. Don't be afraid. It's okay. I'll reject you nicely.
of the seven people that listen to me, I think two are female. So,
oh, hi. Hi, you two females.
Don't look at you with your batten eyelashes. Listen, this is round three. Listen, this is round three for us for the relationship Q&A.
Yeah. So yeah. I could go rounds, girls.
Oh, holla. People love the relationship Q&A. And I'm digging it. It's fun. I love doing the show with you. It's always a great episode. It's always good to chat time. With you, buddy. You're just one of my favorite humans.
Yeah, I love it.
We just get along so well. Especially when you just agree with everything I say. And
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that clearly.
That's exactly right.
What? Yeah.
That was a joke. For anyone who hasn't listened to the previous episodes, Danny gives me a run for my money.
To say the least.
To say the least. What are you drinking there, buddy?
I have water.
Me too.
I have good old high quality H2O. I'm coming over COVID. Getting over COVID, so you know.
Again?
Again. Yeah.
God, what does that do to your syphilis? Does it make it flare up or does it?
Oh no, the medicine is great for it. You know, let me tell you, I haven't had a flare up in weeks. It's been great.
Great. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I did work yesterday. I did have work yesterday, but you know.
Sucks.
I left work early.
Nice.
And then that was it. I was just partying bullshitting the whole time.
Party and bullshit. Oh God. If you had a handle, another handle, it would be party and bullshit.
would it though?
You need to put that on a sweatshirt. How can we get an apparel line started for you? How can we do that?
I got an idea. I got an idea for that, but I'll talk to you offline.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. I have some very exciting news to tell you as well.
More collaborations in the future, do I hear?
I'm trying to behave right now. I'm getting my period soon. I can tell because
not the end of a sentence.
Period, no.
Right?
No, because I want just to consume everything. I want to eat everything. Yeah. That's like, yeah. It's like the week before, a few days before. I just, I eat every, it doesn't matter what it is. I'll eat it.
So just, you know, expired throw a chocolate food. Bar at you and just let you be.
Oh, yeah. Small children. It's nothing safe. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah.
But I'm trying to behave as much as possible because I have a photo shoot coming up. And I'm excited about that.
You got a photo shoot? Are we dabbling in the modeling industry?
I don't know if I'd call it modeling. Modeling is a bit of a stretch, I think, for my body type. but a photo shoot? Yeah, I'm very excited. It was it was one of the things on my goal list this year to complete, to get done. So I'm excited about that. Excited for the opportunity, excited for the experience. It'll be a professional photo shoot, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to check one off on the list. So,
right.
Yeah. So that's
good.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. So I'm trying. So I have the water as well. And
I see water out of a coffee mug.
It's a Mickey Mouse coffee mug. What's your problem with that? You got an issue? What are you hating on Mickey Mouse, or what did you do?
Fuck Mickey.
Except charge you $20 for a churro. What else has he done to you?
You know, Mickey ain't shit.
Mickey ain't shit. Oh my God. Oh, speaking of Mickey ain't shit. Please tell me, since the last, I'm dying. I live for your love life. I live. Oh. For your dating life, your experience. Oh God, please tell me you have some stories since last we spoke.
I don't remember what events transpired the last we spoke.
Oh my gosh. Do I have to go back in the archives?
No, we'll figure it out. I'll throw some stuff at you. But you know, I have a few ghosting stories.
Let's have them.
Me being ghosted and me ghosting and it's crazy.
Oh, you did the ghosting. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I had to. That's a change. I had to. You know, there's some times where you have to protect yourself. And you
that's
know,
very true.
I ran.
Yeah.
I ran. Like a track star. You know,
ran like a raccoon chasing a garbage truck. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. It was terrible.
Zers.
Yeah. Okay,
let's hear all about it. But in the meantime, while you're telling us, could you turn up your volume? Because I want people to hear every syllable of this.
Syllable?
The
Is that
syllable.
Better?
Yeah.
Is
as
that
we,
better?
As we conversate.
Mic check.
One,
listeners,
two,
give a thumbs up.
But isn't that always a thing on TikTok Lives? Add a blue heart if you can hear me. Fuck you.
Hey, now, I'm one of those. No, I'm just kidding. I don't give a fuck if people can hear me or not. Like, I said what I said. Did you hear it? Dang, that sucks. Maybe next time you'll listen better.
So tell me all about this ghosting.
So this one woman that I started speaking to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things were going great for all of
always
maybe a week.
They always start out great.
You know, there's a little bit of red flags in the beginning. You know, you know me and my red flags. I live for those.
This is Danny. This is why I love you. This is how every one of your dating stories start. You need to write up a fucking book. Every story starts with things are going great. There was a few red flags.
Just a couple. This time it wasn't as many.
Okay.
So a week goes by and we're talking, and then And that, next thing you know, we're like, hey, let's link up. Let's go have dinner. Let's, you know,
do the hibbity dibbity.
Do whatever it is. Yeah, you know, go mm-hmm. hang out, you know, enjoy ourselves, have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, sex wasn't on the table at that point in time, and that's okay. Because
But it might have been on the dessert menu.
It might have. Okay. Yes, it was. But that's, you know, the respect is always going to be there, you know? Okay. So I show up to this venue, and I pull up, I park, and guess who parks, like, literally, as soon as I park, they pull in, and the stall right across from me.
Okay.
So I look, I'm like, that's a bit odd. Wide open parking lot. It wasn't a very, very packed venue. There was ample spaces for this person to park, but she decided to park like right in front of me.
Okay. Must have recognized my vehicle. We'll let that one slide because people park in tandem. We'll let that one slide. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, okay, that a little cause for concern. So we're sitting down. We get inside and everything like that. I do the gentleman thing, open the door, pull her chair out, all that, you know, all the good stuff, you know?
Yeah. Showcasing that toxic masculinity. Like, yep.
You know, chest was puffed out all the way, everything, you know?
Love it.
So as I sit down, the first thing she goes for is the drink menu. Like the hard drinks. Like, first date and you already want an old fashioned.
Intoxicated. Yeah.
You know, the first date, you already want a screwdriver. Okay.
Yeah.
That's two right there.
Yep.
That's two. So never mind the two red flags that we had previously from just, you know, regular conversation back and forth. But this was something different, right?
So the red flags were there and you agreed to go on a date.
Yeah, because you know what? They're more like amber flags, you know, yellow flags.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, so.
Like more of a golden hue. Yeah.
Yeah, more of like, we'll note this, but, you know, we won't file it just yet.
Okay.
So as the night goes on, I'm noticing that there's less and less space on the table for our appetizers because she'd already downed two drinks before the appetizers came in, and I'm just sitting there sipping on my water because I wasn't trying to, you know, I just was trying to feel the night out. I didn't want to see what happened after that, you know.
And not once for
she
nothing, ordered that the drinks that she was sorry what
I wasn't once I saw those flags, I was like, not trying to drink, you know. I'm always down for a drink,
fair, yeah
as you can see,
but
at that particular point in time, I was like, all right, let's be aware of what's happening.
Especially on a first date. So, and not for nothing, but drinks are pricey at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't worry, I'll get to handle how we handle the meeting. So luckily it's a local establishment and I frequent there. So we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So this woman, before the appetizers came in, the appetizers come and she had her third drink come to the table at the same time the appetizers coming. So I'm like, we have a little bit of a problem. I vocalized this. I'm like, what is the issue? Are you okay? Is everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just here to have a good time. I'm like, So here to have a good time. Not necessarily what you told me prior to this date, you know, not what I was expecting, really.
Did she tell you she was a nun?
No, she didn't tell me she was a nun. I expected a good time, but I didn't expect that good of a time.
But you didn't think she was an alcoholic. You know? Okay, got it. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, as the night progresses, you know, she capped it off at five. She capped it off at five.
At least there was a cap.
I think I had enough. You know, it was a cap. But so this woman decides that she just, you know, right after that, she orders, you know, we order our food and everything like that. But after the fifth drink, you know, she's like, how we're going to take care of this tab? She's like, I didn't bring my wallet with me.
I
was like,
asked you how you're going to pay and then tells you she didn't bring her wallet.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there like, oh, that's interesting. You know, Remember, I told you that I frequent this place, so
you
they
get
know
to
me
doing
there.
dishes, bitch.
They know me there. And I told her, I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll get the bill. I'm just going to go to the bathroom real quick. As I go to the bathroom, as I head to the bathroom, I sit there. I pass by one of my friends who happens to be a waiter there. And I'm like, hey, this is the deal. This is what happened. Like, what are we doing? And he was like, oh, don't worry about it. He was like, go home.
So, oh, my gosh.
I left.
Oh, bro came through.
Yeah. I left. After I left, I blocked her number. I left a little note on her car, said thanks. And then that was it. It was just thanks. That's,
holy shit.
You know, I was gone.
Oh,
this
my.
This woman, thankfully, she doesn't know where I live. She doesn't know where I work. She's gone in the wind. You know, I hope she's having the time of her life at whatever bar she chooses to go to. But yeah, sometimes you just have to protect yourself. And this is the instance, the one rare instance that I ghosted. So
That is rare for you. Yeah, you are not a ghoster.
I'm not.
You are not a ghoster. You are much tried to like beat a dead horse and try to compromise and talk it out.
Yeah, let's communicate, you know? But that's one rare occasion where I was like, listen, I appreciate your time. Thank you. I'm done, you know?
I ain't mad at you, bro. I ain't mad at you for that.
I had to. So
here's the thing. I think if you go out on a date and feminists don't at me, don't email me, just you do.
Yeah. But yeah, come at me, feminists. I want to talk to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you go out on a date, the man should pay, right? It's just chivalry. It's part of the thing. I think it's nice. But having said that, you bring, as the woman, you bring your wallet. And I think it's nice if you offer to pay.
Yeah, the offer, yeah, would be
the
nice.
Offer, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. For sure. So the fact that she was down in drinks like water.
Yeah.
And didn't
even tossing them back. And they weren't weak drinks. They were not weak drinks. She was mixing. Like it went from, I think one of them was an old fashioned. Another one was like a Moscow Mule or something like that. Like she was going for it. She was going for it. And then the last drink,
goodbye.
Yeah. The last drink that she had was this frozen margarita. And you know how I feel about frozen margaritas. I take those to the head. Those are good. I love those things. But after that, I was like, you know what? Listen,
I
can't do this.
How
cannot.
Was she expecting to drive home?
She must do it on a regular basis.
Oh my gosh, you know? That is insane.
It was weird though, because like it didn't smell, she didn't smell like, you know, a typical alcohol abuser or an alcoholic or anything like that. She smelled really nice.
I bet she's got mints in her purse. She forgot her wallet, but she's packing gum.
She probably does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if she has her purse, then she should definitely have her fucking wallet, you know, or some form of payment. But I don't know. It was ridiculous, but I was like, you know what? That's no more. Like, I'm taking a break.
Oh my gosh. And so you're taking a break.
I hung up my bucket cap, you know?
Yeah, until next week.
I'm not doing it no more.
Until next week when you're like,
tomorrow.
Yo, Jenny, I met this girl. Everything looks good. Things have been going great. There's only a few red flags.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I'm looking for the one that doesn't have red flags.
No, you're not.
It's impossible.
Don't even lie. Don't even lie. Red
flags
are your jam, bro.
Yeah.
If you don't have red flags, you don't want it.
I mean, that's true. That's true. I give you that. I like them to talk back. You know, I like a woman who can vocalize her opinion.
Like
I like
me.
A woman who can speak her mind.
Yeah.
I mean, not really.
Like... not actual me, but you like that that voicing of, okay, all right.
Yeah, I know. I like the yeah. So moving on. Hi Jenny, how are you? So what's new with you? I told you some of my horror stories, some of my trauma. What's going on with you?
Oh fuck. Working away.
Oh.
It's getting chilly here.
Is it?
It's getting chilly here. It's fall. It's sweater weather. Sweater weather. Sweater weather. Mm. I'm
not down here in Texas.
I'm liking the crispiness of the fresh air. I have to say,
I'm jealous.
I'm enjoying it. I am thinking about, hear me out, thinking about rearranging the living room.
Again. Rearranging the living room.
Yeah.
So you're going to move the casting couch to the other side.
Well, the couch is right now on the other side of that, but the couch really is for the dogs. It's really, I don't really sit on that thing. You know, Fair. It's kind of, they've made it their own.
Yeah.
So a good steam cleaning would be useful for that couch, yeah, if a human was to sit on it. But I'm thinking about setting up all my exercise equipment like on the one wall, and then I'd like to have like a background for the show of maybe like some of the cards and some of the things that people have sent me, or pictures of guests.
Just
and
no
stuff.
No pictures of you though.
Nothing of me. No. And from the shows going forward, I'm just going to put a bag over my head, so it cuts out completely the whole visual.
Yeah.
Aspect of that. Yeah.
You know, you might want to invest in a voice changer too.
That's also Amazon is my best friend.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. All love.
Yeah. I miss these days, Jenny.
I miss you too.
All this banter, a little shit talk.
You know what's lovely is on occasion your video freezes and I just get to watch your face in a very awkward look, which makes me giggle inside because it could be
that's good. Something for your listeners.
Kind of makes you viewers. Ugly a little bit sometimes, which just makes me happy.
I mean, that's kind of hard to do.
Oh, fuck. I love it. We have been talking for 22 minutes already, and we haven't even started the show. Fuck.
Let's get to these questions.
Good times roll, bro.
Yes, okay. They do. So and my stories are pretty crazy.
So we are doing round three of your relationship questions ask, you ask, we answer. Mm-hmm. This is not a serious show. Although we do give some good pointers, you may get a serious answer. You may get a comedic answer. It's a toss up. We won't know. You won't know. That's the risk you take on this show.
But one thing you can rest assured is that they will be real answers.
It'll be what you froze.
It'll be real answers.
Real answers. Well, obviously they're real answers. We're real human beings talking. Where have you been this
whole
entire time?
You know what I meant. You know what I meant. Come on. Pull your head out your ass.
my fine, round, plump ass that's going to be juicy for my photo shoot.
Okay.
I can get off it.
Oh, it's that kind of photo shoot.
Squat life. It's an upper torso, but...
Is it for an OnlyFans?
Uh-oh. Do you know how many people ask me that question?
No, I don't. That's crazy.
It's great. Yeah. No OnlyFans. Not going to happen. Ain't going to happen. No, thank you.
Good girl, sir.
I got some really good questions. I got about.
I look forward to hearing them.
Yeah, I got. Hurry up, get on with it. I got 15 questions, about 15 questions, a few little comments, but 15 questions. And I chose 7 questions.
7.
And I think that's our vibe, right? Like, did we do 7 last time and the time before? I think 7 is our.
I believe so, yeah.
Is our thing.
Lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7. Okay. Here we go in no particular order. Question number 1. Oh. Been married for 12 years. My husband snores very loud.
Okay.
He's tried everything. Nothing works. What are your thoughts on separate bedrooms and will it affect our marriage?
Oh. Ooh, do you want to hit the? You want to hit this one first?
Well, looks like they're not going to be hitting anything, to be honest, if they're getting seven bedrooms. So I think, yeah,
she
so
might this... need a rose,
or a pelvic wand.
yeah, one or the other.
I think. Okay, so just a health tip for the guy: if you're snoring and medication, nothing else is working, you got to cut out dairy. Got to cut out dairy and you got to get a good pillow. So that's number one and two. If you can't sleep and you're getting no sleep because he's snoring all night, you are going to be in a bad fucking mood. Trust me, I have not slept since the 90s. I'm not friendly at Walmart. Yeah. I am not friendly at a Walmart. If you... don't get in my way in a parking lot, shit will go down. I'm not nice all the time, okay? So sleep is a must. I don't separate bedrooms though. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but I think you gotta up your dating game then. You gotta do some couple stuff during the week.
That's fair. That'd be fair. Yeah. So my question for them would be like, what exactly have they tried? So she tried everything, but you know, not to knock her or anything like that, or him for that matter. But whenever most people say they try everything, they don't really try everything.
Well, she said he's tried everything for the snoring.
Yeah.
So it's not that they don't want to be together. It's just that he snores and she can't sleep.
No, I get that. Yeah. I get that. So I would advise side sleeping because, you know, CPAPs usually work better whenever you're on your back, but side sleeping works better because of the way you're laying down, how you're laying down and whatnot. So that can be a big, big attribution to snoring. That's one thing. I don't recommend separate bedrooms because that's going to cause a lot of strife in your love life at the end of the day. I know people who done it and they were mildly successful, mm-hmm. but it's not really recommended because then you lose out on a lot of quality time, you know? Yeah.
And that physical contact too.
Yeah. And that's what I mean by quality time. Like mm-hmm. there's something to be said about the bond that a man and wife have mm-hmm. whenever it comes to being in bed together, you know, and that's not just sexually.
Yeah.
It's not just sexually, you know, that just. A total round spectrum of intimacy, you know? So I think that sleeping in separate rooms would be a cause for concern. And that's the first step to separation.
Wow. You're going full head on with divorce syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're taking it all the way. Okay. I don't know if I would go that severe right at the beginning.
I don't know if I would go that severe in the beginning, but I feel like for me personally, as a person who's been through a divorce, who understands these situations, and, you know, as a person who does snore, I don't snore vigorously, but I do snore. And at times it can be a cause for concern, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, with that being said, like, I do understand, you know, how detrimental it is to be separated from your spouse, you know, whenever a situation arises that you guys can tackle together, you know? I don't think separating is the answer.
Well, you know? I will say this as a person who's also been through divorce. I could not be happier to not sleep in the bed with my husband at the time. And as soon as that divorce hit, I got a new mattress. It's the first thing I get.
You know, that's actually not a bad idea, you know, because they have mattresses that are independent now. Right.
Yes, that's true. Mattress quality.
They could probably try to invest in a new mattress to where he's a little bit more propped up. It'll probably alleviate the snoring if he's a back sleeper. It'll probably alleviate some of that snoring, and she could sleep comfortably too. And they don't have to sacrifice their quality time.
Danny. Sometimes, once in a while, so often, in a blue moon, on the rarest of occasions, you have a half of a good thought.
Half, you know, at least this moon is like a teal. It's not necessarily blue, you know. we're good.
That is a great idea. So we need to be sponsored by a mattress company so we can give out a good discount code.
Sorry, if you're listening.
Yeah. Casper, hello. Okay, question number two. Been dating a girl for 3 months, and every time we go out, she spends the entire ride home trash talking my friends. Not sure what to do.
Oh. I need to next time we have this podcast, next time you and I meet up and everything like that, I'm gonna have little red flags. I'm just gonna raise them every single time.
That's a good
time.
Idea. Yes. We can look at red flag or blue flag or green flag. Yeah.
Green flag. I have an amber flag every now and then. But but if she's bad talking your friends.
And how long? It's
3 months.
3 months.
3 months.
That's, I mean, what is that? 12 weeks yet to carry the one?
Yeah.
You know, it's not, that's not a long time.
Yeah, that's not a long time. She's already comfortable enough trying to isolate you and alienate you from your friends. I would have a serious talk with her. You know, if that was the case, if I was in your shoes, dude, I would be like, listen, chick, keep my friends' names out your mouth. I get how you feel about them. They're not all that bad. And I would also recommend like couples retreats. You know what I mean? Like if your friends got partners.
I'm just saying, it was a great movie.
It was. If your friends do have partners as well, maybe you guys can go on like a group setting, a group outing and stuff like that. Maybe she can get comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. You know,
I
maybe
feel
there's
like
something about them that she doesn't know.
I feel like this is a younger guy just because he says I've been dating my girl for 3 months. I feel like this is a younger guy. And I would venture to guess what she sees in him, because generally speaking, not 100% all in, but generally speaking, you are similar to the 5-10 people closest to you in your circle. You mm-hmm. are the company you keep. Not always.
Not always.
But you are generally the company you keep. So mm-hmm. I wonder what she sees in him, and if she's trash talking him to other people. And I don't know. Like if it was one friend out of the group, like because you know as a guy. There's always one friend that you have mm-hmm. that's a friend, but that's that one guy that's like you're a bit of a douche sometimes. Like, that's you know what me. I mean? So if it was like one person and she was like, oh, this guy makes me feel uncomfortable, or I really don't like this guy, or what, I could see that being like, okay, mm-hmm. you know? But if it's all of his friends and it's so early on.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like
go see if her sister's available, bro.
Yeah. Isn't oh fuck, don't you fucking hate that when you start dating someone and then you see their siblings and you're like, fuck. I'm dating the wrong one.
I don't have that issue because I'm satisfied with the decisions that I make.
All right. Okay. Jenny's a dick part two. It's definitely like happened to me right before. It's definitely happened to me before.
No, it does. It's common.
Yeah, because you know what's you know why it's happened? Because I went out with someone that I normally wouldn't go out with,
mm-hmm.
and this is a long time ago, and I don't know if I would say I was like lowering my standards. It just wasn't. I kind of knew he's not the kind of guy that I was interested in, but. Anyways, for whatever reason,
I gave him a chance.
And then I saw his brother and I was like, fuck. God damn. Like, his brother was fucking gorgeous and terrible. Smart and funny. And I was like, God damn it, Jenny. I was just, like, so mad at myself.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's terrible.
That's terrible.
Oh man. Anyways, needless to say, it obviously didn't work out.
Yeah, clearly. Did you ever call his brother, slide in his brother's DMs?
No, I would never do that. He didn't answer me. Joking, joking. Okay, question number three. My boyfriend refuses to open up and I feel like I'm hanging on for nothing. Interesting question. We've been together for over a year. I want to be positive, but the other half of me feels he's being too secretive. Yep.
What are your thoughts, Jenny?
Yeah, if you're, if you're a couple months in and he's still not opening up, that's going to be a red flag. And no one's saying you got to tell your whole life story to someone mm-hmm. right away. But if you're like 3 months in, 6 months in,
right.
and he's not opening, like it's one of two things. There's either someone else in the picture or he's lying to you. And probably it's a little combination, a little bit of both.
I would have to argue that.
Well, you can argue all you want, but it doesn't change the facts.
No, it does change the facts a little bit because you know me to be an anomaly, right? Like my personality is different than just about anybody that you've met in your life. For me, I don't open up because I do have trust issues. But for it to go on for a year and for you to be saying that you love this person and you want to see the future, you want to be together, mm-hmm. that's the cause for concern. Mm-hmm. I've been with people for months at a time where they knew nothing about my trauma, but I did open up.
Okay, but trauma is different.
But that's the thing though. When you're talking about opening up, there's several areas in which you can open up in, right? So with that being said, like he's probably just not opening up because he doesn't feel safe. You know, I would ask what the environment's like, what the temperature's like in your relationship as far as, you know, safety. You know, does he feel safe enough talking to you? Does he compare you to anything, to anyone? Mm. You know, do you remind him of, you know, someone who hurt him before? Because that
well,
can
then
be,
he shouldn't be dating her if that's the case.
You know, a lot of times he's probably just giving her the benefit of the doubt. Like, I don't want to make excuses for this guy. I don't know this guy. But at the end of the day, you know, he's probably just trying to find a way to cope and make it work. But that is a little bit of a red flag. I will give you that. And I will agree with the fact that it is a red flag. I wouldn't go to the extreme that he has somebody else or anything like that. But I would say that there's probably a lot of trust issues involved and you guys need to have a heart to heart and discuss those kinds of things, you know, because that can shed a lot of light onto most of the situations.
When she says, I feel like I'm hanging on for nothing though, that kind of gives me the impression that he's like not giving her anything. You know what I mean? So I don't know. And maybe because maybe we have different experiences too, but I've definitely experienced this for sure myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I don't know. A woman's intuition. And I'm the type of person that if I ask questions, I already know the answer. If I ask a man a specific question.
Yeah.
It's not because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like to give people an opportunity to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that if I had a penny for every time a woman told me that, I would have at least a month's
paycheck
cents. Right.
Yeah,
now.
We know.
I do have a sixth sense. My third
I think
eye.
There's a certain women's intuition into those things, though. I think there's something to be said for that. I think, you know, like I am not a big sharer as well. I mean, you probably are one of the people that knows the most about me, and you don't really know that much about me. You know.
We're gonna have a conversation after this.
Yeah, we getting deep, boo. Yeah. But I can understand that, like not sharing too much about like your life, your growing up, your trauma, your past, all that kind of stuff. But when you meet someone, you meet them for who they are today, and if you're not like sharing about like, you know, if you're hiding everything, if you can't answer a question straightforwardly, if you can't, like, that's, you know.
Yeah, but people change, people evolve, and people grow. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a year is a long time for someone to grow.
A year is a long time. Yeah.
So, I
Six
mean,
months is a long time to get to have, like, nothing back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can be fully invested in just a few months. That doesn't change the fact that people grow and people evolve, people change, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe something happened within the relationship that he just doesn't feel secure with,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. So we're 50-50 on that one. 64.
Yeah. In my favor.
In your favor. Okay. Question number, what are we on? Four? Okay.
Four.
Okay, here we go. I'm 38, single, and moved home to look after my dad when my mom died. It's been about 8 months now, and I'm ready to move home and ready to date. I'm afraid to leave my dad, but I need to get some action. Hey, listen, girl, no one's opposed to getting your shoes shined every once in a while, okay?
Hey, depending on where you're at, my DMs are open.
Yeah, what do you think?
38. She has responsibilities. She definitely has responsibilities.
Yep.
Family oriented. I see nothing really wrong here. She sounds like a wonderful woman. Moving back home, though, that's like, how far away did you move, and what's home if you went to go take care of your dad? Wouldn't that be home? Like, that would be my question. And to be fair, I would ask also, you know, what the dating scene is like in your local area, because that's another thing that can be attributed to your dating life or your lack thereof. How picky are you?
Yeah,
these are some of the questions that I would ask.
I think for me, what I'm hearing is that she's more afraid to, like, leave her dad and go back to living her life because she's afraid something's going to happen to her dad.
Mm-hmm.
But she also needs to live her life. So there's that conflict there.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, okay, so what does she say? It's been eight months. So tragic situation. It's always hard when you lose a loved one. And especially, you know, if you've moved back home to help your dad, my guess is that your parents were married for a long, long time. So it's probably very difficult on him. And he's had a tough time. And probably, so you're 38, so your dad is probably in that era where, you know, your mom did everything for him, you know, the cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, so those are things that, you know, and I don't know, I'm just assuming this, but that's generally kind of the feeling that I get, is that he's probably had to learn a lot of things that he didn't have to do before.
Right.
So I can understand her trepidation about leaving him. Especially because he's older too. I mean, she's 38, so her dad's probably, like, in at least in his, like, I don't know, like, what, at least 50s, 60s, right? 60s.
Yeah, right? I'd say so, right around there.
Yeah. So I get it, but I think, you know, I think if you have a chat with your dad, it's gonna be a tough conversation, but I think if you have a chat with him, he'll also understand and respect the fact that you're an adult woman and you have, like you said, your own responsibilities, her own responsibilities,
your own needs,
and her own, like, I don't know if I would bring up the dating thing, but
but she has her own needs,
her own life to get back to, you know what I mean? And hopefully, like, you could, you know, visit him more often, or plan, I don't know how far apart you guys are from each other, but maybe plan, like, you know, times to spend together and stuff like that. But yeah,
that's a tricky one.
Yeah, and
you picked some difficult questions today. It's hard to be funny around here.
Well, and the thing is, like, she's 38, so she's still really young. So if she devotes the rest of her life to taking care of her dad, like one-on-one physical living in the house with him. Like it's not very much left of his time in life, but it's a lot of her time in life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as an adult woman, and I don't know, that's a tough one.
I would venture to say that whoever she ends up with has to be understanding of her circumstances.
Yes.
That's a big thing. Like, you know, you can't really do this thing called life without any kind of support, right? Having someone there just makes all the difference. Mm-hmm. I think that's a beautiful thing. So I think whoever she ends up with, whether she meets them on Tinder, Bumble, you know, at a coffee shop, wherever, you know, like, I think those are conversations that she should have, not immediately, but, you know, over time. If this person wants to be in her life, they have to be understanding to her needs and her, you know, and her attention to her family, you know, because that is what's important, really, you know. Absolutely. So I think it's a little bit of a partnership at the end of the day, and whoever she ends up with, they need to be understanding of that.
Absolutely. 100% agree there. Okay. So question number 5, here we go. This is a good one.
Is it a difficult question again?
So far
these questions have been beating me up.
I don't think it's difficult, but it's an interesting one. Okay.
Okay.
I can't stop watching my ex's social media. I know it's over, but it kills me to think she's with someone else. I watch her content way more than I should, but can't help thinking we will get back together one day. Any advice? Yep.
Would have been love, but it's over now. Let it go.
You are not going to get back together, and you should block her so you don't watch her shit.
I mean, not only that, and even if you do get back together, don't you feel a little awkward knowing that you were stalking her?
I love a good stalker, so I can't complain about that.
I just can't do that. Like, for me, I can't bring myself to be like, oh my god, she broke up with me, you know, all the melodramatic stuff, and then just sit there scrolling through her page. No, if a woman leaves me, then she left me for a reason. Okay, go enjoy that reason, then I will move on and be happy on my own. Like, I can do bad. I can do terrible on my own, Jenny. Yeah. I don't need to stalk anybody's page. I don't need to do any of that stuff. My advice to you, my man, would be to just let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. I mean, like, yeah, that's not the best. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy.
And I think for the first, when you first break up, you know, you want to take a couple of days to look at her stuff and to, you know what, that's natural. That's normal. It's human nature to want to, like.
Is it though?
It is. No, it is. It's human nature to take a gander. Yeah, it is.
If you have pictures, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But you should never feel the need to go out of your way to look at their stuff. Because 9 times out of 10, the intention isn't really pure. You're not looking at their social media to say that you miss them. You're not looking at their social media just to reminisce and think. 9 times out of 10, people are looking at social medias of an ex because they want to see who she's talking to now.
But that's what he said. Yeah. I can't help but thinking about that she's with somebody else. And that's why I'm saying, like, what you're saying is good on paper, Danny, but it's not reality. Like, when someone breaks up with you.
Oh, hold on.
No, it's true. It's true. I think, especially if you're the person who got broken up with, I think it's only natural for you to swing by and like take a look at their Instagram or take a look at their TikTok or whatever. And it's curiosity killed the cat, right? Like it's only natural, but yeah, I think most people do. You might be an exception to the rule, but I think most people do that. I think most people up and check in and just do a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a creep, a little bit of a stalk.
Yeah,
just to see what's going on, what's up, and because especially if you don't know why you broke up, like for both a man or a woman, your first thought is, okay, is there someone else, right?
Yeah,
Like, unless you're a total dick and someone breaks up with you and you're like, you know what? Fair play. I get you. Yeah. You know, you can keep my sweatshirt.
Yeah. I don't even want it no more.
Yeah. I think that's pretty natural. But if it goes on for like more than a week, I think you got to to have a conversation with yourself and say like,
yeah.
This is not healthy because it's not healthy. You're not going to get back together with them. Okay. Let's just clear that right out the air. You're not going to get back together. The other thing is it's not doing anything good for your mental health. Like you're just, you're obsessing over it. Mm-hmm. You're going to create like these false narratives in your head about what's happening or what happened or what's going to happen. And there's no one to prove you right or wrong because you're not talking with the person anymore. So it's futile. And it impedes you from
futile.
Write that down. And it impedes you from moving forward in your life. And everything happens for a reason. And if that person wasn't the right one for you, just focusing on them is blocking the right person from coming in. So,
I definitely agree with that. And I'm a firm believer in the best revenge is to move on and be happy. Find someone that makes you happy. Find someone that you feel looks better than them. Find someone that treats you better.
Well, that sounds petty, Danny.
I'm not looking better. I am petty.
You a petty bitch.
It is what it is, but I would actually say, ultimately the overall message would be to move on and be happy, right? Because there's nothing that pisses somebody off more than your happiness.
I know
what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, the most important person in your life should be yourself.
Yes.
No matter what.
Absolutely.
And, with that being said, I mean, I would let you know, looking at her Instagram, stalking her Instagram or whatever social media she has, is not the best for you. Block that woman and move on. See if she has a cousin available.
Also petty.
Slide into her sister's DMs. Don't do that. Don't be like me.
Don't do that.
Don't be like me.
We need a segment called Don't Be Like Danny. Yeah, and maybe moving on isn't necessarily moving on with another person, but maybe moving on means moving on in finding yourself and who you are and what you're about and discovering things that fulfill you and make you feel important and confident and strong and healthy and excited about your future. So, I won't speak on your behalf, but coming from two people who have done a lot of work on themselves as well too, I think that we're both, if it's fair to say, we're both advocates of like doing things for yourself, self-care, investing in yourself. You can never go wrong with that. So
make your money, move on.
That's it. Let the ducats roll. My rap album will be out on the October. Okay. Question number 6. This is a short one. This is probably one for you. Is it wrong to date someone just based on their looks alone?
Oh. Oh. You want me to answer first?
I think you should. Yeah.
Okay. So looks are an important thing in a relationship, but you need more to bond with than just looks. I mean, if you're with this person for looks, then it sounds like it's just a good time. It doesn't sound like very much dating material. It doesn't sound like, you're in it for the right reasons, so to speak, unless the right reason is just to get your rocks off, but that's neither here nor there.
Very Adam Levine-ish. Yes.
Yeah. So what I would say, what I would say is it wrong? I mean, if you feel it in your heart to be wrong, then it's wrong. But me personally, I would not date somebody who I just feel a sexual attraction towards or a physical attraction towards, like when it comes to dating, there's a it's an overall spectrum of, you know, communication and connection. You know, it can't just be physical. So I would ask you, what else is keeping you there aside from the physical? You know, mm-hmm. because if it's just physical, then realistically, you're just, you know, you're just trying to get some fun and call it a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would 100% agree with you. Is it wrong? What's right and wrong? I mean, is it wrong to date someone just for their looks alone? That's on an individual basis. For me, I'd say yeah. But only because, yeah, you're right. You need something more to sustain you in a relationship. Like if you want a relationship, then it can't. I mean, that's what attracts two people at the beginning is your looks, and that's very animalistic. That's very nature based. That's very physical. That's very natural. It's hormonal. Yeah. It's absolutely. The number one thing that brings people together at the very first instance is you find something attractive about that person. That's what draws you in. So that piece is completely normal and natural. But beyond that, if you want to have a if you want to have a relationship with this person, you need to be like, you need to complement each other. Like you know, you have to have, there has to be something else on the table. You know, you have to have things in common or you have to be able to have a conversation with each other. You have to be able to be on the same page. You have to be able to be on each other's team. So when, you know, the rest of the world is fucking off, the two of you are like in it to win it. You ride or die, you know?
Yeah.
So you need to be able to rely on each other. There's so many facets of a relationship that we just don't, an hour of the show is not nearly enough to get into each one of them, but 100% can't be just looks or you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks unless fade. It's all you want.
Put simply, looks fade. I mean, there's going to be a point where you're not going to find her attractive anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be a point in time where you're not going to find this person attractive anymore at the end of the day, you know? So, I mean,
especially if they don't have a good heart, if they're an ugly person, like personality wise, like they could be the, I've seen some really good looking people that are just fucking trash. And I never looked at them the same way again. I'm like, you were so ugly to me. Like just so unattractive, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think in those instances, personality trumps over looks.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree with that 100%. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Last question. Da-na-na-na. Question number
last two. Question.
What are your thoughts?
You hear my drum roll?
Yeah, drum roll. Drum roll, please. No drum roll? Okay.
You don't hear it?
That was a very short drum, like a drum roll rolls.
Yeah, you know what? I don't.
It was like a drum tap.
Yeah, it was a tap, Jenny. It wasn't anything more than, it can't be anything more than a tap. I don't have fucking drums with me. What do you expect?
What, I look like I'm in a band to you?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts on dating multiple people if you're not committed to anyone?
Oh, this is a question for you, Jenny.
What are you talking about? Do not give the audience any false ideas about me.
She has one for every day of the week, y'all.
No, that is such malarkey. I can't do that. So let me say, I don't necessarily think that that's wrong. I think if you're not committed to someone and you want to date, then you might have a couple of dates a week or you date a different person, you know, a couple of times a month or whatever it is. I don't know really how dating works anymore because
you get your rocks off.
But I don't think it's wrong for you to date because that's how you find who you want to be with, right? So if you're not committed to anybody, you don't have a relationship with anyone, I don't think there's anything wrong with accepting a date or asking someone out on a date or going out on a date or dating a couple of times a month or whatever. I don't think that's wrong. Me personally, I can't do that. I find it really hard to I can't concentrate on more than one person. I'd like at a time. I can't. No, because I have to.
You with all your ADHD?
I have to, like, I invest my time and my effort and my energy in that one person. And then if it doesn't work out, it's they're out and I'm done. And then you can move on. But but I can't do multiple people. It's just too, like, I can't focus on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? Well, you're too, like, too laughing, like you're too randomly, like.
So for me,
it's true. Dating, you know that's true. Don't lie to my audience. You know that's true.
Dating multiple people at once. Yeah. Like I don't date multiple people at once. If I'm dating somebody, I'm dating somebody.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's what I mean.
That's what it is. You know. However, talking to multiple people, you know, without any labels, without any of that stuff, that's a whole nother story, right?
Like, I separate that too.
So yeah, I separate that too, because like at the end of the day, like I'm trying to figure out who it is that I want to be with, right? And the first step is getting to know a person, right?
Right.
And if I can't truly go on a date with you, if I can't take you and I can't open doors for you, if I can't pay for a meal for you, then, you know, realistically speaking, we won't ever be on a date, you know? But we can carry a conversation. I have friends. I have a lot of friends that I talk to and stuff like that. And, you know, whatever ends up happening. But ultimately, the truth be told is that when it comes to dating, I don't really like to date more than one person at a time. It's not something that I would like to engage my energy with, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
My energy is really directed. My energy is directed, and when I'm with somebody, I'm with somebody, you know? And that's just how it is, you know? But if there's no labels, if I'm not dating anyone, if I'm not actively dating anyone, then I can talk and be free to talk to whoever I feel like talking to, but at the same time, I would understand and respect their decisions. If they don't want to talk to me because of that, then that's okay too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, one thing I pride myself on is, you know, me being upfront and being honest with people.
Yes.
You know, I don't like to hide. I don't like to hide anything. I don't like to listen. I'm not dating anyone, but I am talking to a few other people. It is what it is.
Right.
If you don't like it, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's your prerogative, your decision. If you want to leave, you want to walk away, this is your opportunity.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's fair.
It's never any hard feelings.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I didn't think about the I didn't separate the talking to other people before.
Yeah.
Like, so I can't that to me is too much for me too. Like, I can't, like, if I'm dating someone, I'm dating that person. I'm not talking to anybody else on the side, or I'm not like flirting with, I'll joke around with friends or something like that, but they're not like interests. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can't, I have to focus on just that one person.
Yeah.
But for me, I know that when I'm done with that one person, I'm done. It's like, don't think that you're the kind of person that can come in and out and in and back and forth. Cause I don't,
right.
When it's done, it's done. And yeah. But that might be a Taurus thing too. When we're done with people, we like, you'll never hear from us again.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, I don't want to put my zodiac sign out there in case, you know, somebody wants to slide in my DMs.
They're gonna use your zodiac to slide in your DMs.
Yeah, you know, like, so by the way, what sign are you?
The zodiac.
You sound like a Gemini.
No. Ah! Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. And you know what? I think respectfully, I would ask for the same too. Like, if you're dating me, or we're like having conversations every day and it's going towards a date or a relationship, I hate using this word expect, but I would sincerely hope that I'm the only one that you're speaking with. Like that, or in that way, or like with that intention. Because if you're talking to me like that, and then you're talking to two or three other girls like that, please, I beg of you, please go talk to them. Like, I don't need.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't,
and you know what, and and that's respectable. That's respectable. That's why, like, that's why I'm open from the very beginning. I'm open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just it'll be a conversation. We'll talk about it, and if you're okay with, you know, the situation, and like. I know, and I've had this conversation with somebody a while back, and they felt like the way that I was handling it was putting people in a competition, right? Like a bachelor or, you know, a bachelor time type of thing, right? But I argued the point where, you know, while that's valid and
I could
it
see
appears
that a
so,
little bit.
Yeah, it's valid and it appears so. But truth be told, like, I'm not going to sit there and put them in a position that they don't want to be in either, you know? So if it's something that they didn't want from the very beginning and they vocalize that, then that's okay. If they felt the way they felt, that's okay too, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to control your feelings. But at the end of the day, truth be told, it's not going to be like a bachelor type of situation. I'm just trying to figure out what's best for me, you know? And I'm just trying to see where my life would be headed, you know?
Yeah.
Because like I said before, the most important person in anybody's lives is themselves, you know? And I would respect them through and through if they decided to choose themselves before they chose me. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's enough of my soapbox.
Yeah. No, there's my red flag for the day. That's fair. And I think that truth is always the best option, even if it stings a little bit, like even if it hurts a little bit, truth is always the best way to go. And I'm sure you have people in your life that are like that too. Like we both have people in our lives that are like that. We're very, very like everything is just nothing but 100% solid truth. And that doesn't mean that we always like what the person says. Or like the answer. You know? Sometimes it stings a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be hard.
But at least you know you can rely on the fact that that person is being truthful and honest to you. And in a sense, there's a little bit of a commitment there. So it's just... what I mean to say is like truth is always the best route to go.
Yeah.
So instead of hiding the fact that you're doing whatever you're doing and then it just snowballs and then you're like, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to answer that person's question, I mean, if you feel like it's a bad thing, then it's a bad thing. If you feel like it's an okay thing, just make sure that the person or the people that you're speaking with understand the situation for what it is and they accept the situation for what it is and don't hold it over their head if they decide otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's fair to say. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, like, if someone asks you out on a date, whatever, just, you know, if you're having a conversation, just say, you know, I'm dating right now. I'm dating. I'm not committed to anyone, but I'm dating right now. I think that's so fair. That's so fair.
Yeah. You see, and that's why, that's the thing, though. For me, dating is a commitment. That's why when I'm dating somebody, I'm dating somebody and I don't entertain other options.
Well, I mean, go on a date. I don't mean like, I mean, if you're seeing the same person regularly, like a couple of times a week or a week, it should be only that person. I mean, you're in a relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like, or at least you're headed that way. So that leaves the rest of them, you know, out of the game, but.
Time to cut strings.
Yeah. Well, glad you see it my way, Danny.
Man, I might need a little stronger than water here.
As long as you have a cap.
Yeah, five drinks in.
It's a five drink minimum from
going
now
out
on.
With a bang. Yeah, I'm gonna go out with a bang with a mega margarita.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh. Incroyable.
I don't know what you said there, but okay.
Oh,
that sure as hell wasn't Spanish.
Aside from the relationship stuff, what's going on with you? What's next up? What are you working on? What have you cooked lately? What meals have you made? What's going on with your podcast? All of the things.
All of the things. Well, a lot of it is still on hold, unfortunately, since I had COVID. My brother that I was supposed to do the podcast with, he ended up getting sick, and you know,
so sorry.
Just everything's on. He's better now, but thank you for that. But everything is kind of on standstill for now. There's been, we'll talk after
the
podcast
yes.
about some other personal stuff, but you know, there's been a lot.
You guys
there's
in later.
A lot of stuff.
I'm just joking.
Stay tuned on the next Jenny with Friends podcast.
The expose.
Jenny After Dark, guys.
Oh, fuck, but, yeah. Speaking of things on hold, shit. Yeah.
Oh, the OnlyFans is taking off?
I haven't made a move on the late night show. But anyways, carry on. We're talking about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so as far as everything else goes right now with my job, I'm trying to see where I'm going next.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever I go next is going to be where I set, where I, you know, plant my roots.
Okay.
And then that's when the food truck and everything else is going to take off.
I'm so excited.
So everything is all set in motion. Everything is all set in motion. It's just mm-hmm. figuring out a location. That's all mm-hmm. that is right there. But as far as what I cooked lately, I've made, I know you're a vegan, so you might not appreciate this, but it was a vegan steak. It was a vegan steak. I'm pretty sure that cow ate grass his entire life. So,
okay.
We're fair. It was about that thick. It was, I had some green beans.
Like my thighs. Doesn't look good on me. Okay, got it.
You got thick thighs? I didn't know you had thick thighs.
Oh, but, the thickest.
I mean, for thighs being this thick, I don't think that's very thick. Oh. Olive oil. But... But yeah, so I threw some green beans and some mashed sweet potatoes.
Oh,
with that steak. Yeah, I gotta send you the picture. I have a picture.
Yes, please.
I was proud of it.
I made toast today.
Peach stew the other day. Oh. That's pretty good. You made toast today?
Yeah, take that.
Yeah. So with that toast, what did you put on it? I put real mayo.
I put a peanut butter, and a vegan butter spread.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that cow ate grass too.
It was a vegan butter spread. It's not. There's no animal products, Danny.
The cow that butter was milked from.
No animal products. It's a vegan. It's not made of any kind of dairy or milk or any. No.
Yeah. Is so you just milked a vegan?
I churned a vegan.
Yeah. You grabbed a vegan and you just started, you know.
Vegan butter made from real vegans. Oh, you're ridiculous. Well, I'm very excited for you about the food truck thing because I know you're passionate about it and that's been on the table for quite some time and you've been working on that mm-hmm. and the menu and I'm excited for you for that. And hopefully the podcast starts soon because I think you guys have a great a concept there and I would love to be on it. Love to hear it. Love to hear the.
You'll be on it. We'll bring you in. You know, because it's funny because we did speak about getting like a female perspective. You know, every now and then. So you would definitely be one of those that I would extend an invitation to, so we can banter and, you know, run our mouths with.
Yeah. I'll bring some bump our gums for you.
Oh. Don't worry, I'll bring some steak.
Great. Well, Danny, this has been fun. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, as I have all of our episodes together. I mean, I can't say enough good things about you. Just you're one of the good ones, bro.
Well, I appreciate you and thank you for that. Thank you for having me again for the third time.
Thank you.
So this is amazing.
Yeah, I'm liking that people are liking this format, this show, this topic. I love that people are sending in questions. So, mm-hmm. I mean, let's keep letting her roll until we don't roll no more. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, my name is Rolling Barrel, so I guess, you know, that's a nice little play on words.
Yes. Well, yeah, so tell everybody where they can find you on all your socials and whatever you want to shout out.
Yeah, it's just TikTok and Instagram for now. On Instagram, it's Rolling Barrel, no G in the middle, all one word. On TikTok, it's Rolling Barrel, no G, one word, with a zero at the end. And you can find me there. I go live pretty frequently. I talk a lot of stuff and, you know, I have fun.
Okay, you're into thirst traps.
My DMs are open there too.
DMs are open, Rolling Barrel, no G. No G, no cap. Danny, so good to see you again. We love the feedback, so make sure you comment or send me a DM on what you thought of the show, the good, the bad.
Oh, so your DMs are open too.
We love it all. We love the feedback. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and follow. And we will see you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everyone.